our feelings are very fluctuating and ephemeral, aren't they? But dwelling on the faithfulness and the love and the mercy of God is always safe. Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of challenge and commitment. Here's your friend, Elizabeth Elliott.
It is the Lord who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not fail you or forsake you. Do not be afraid or dismayed. That promise given thousands of years ago by Moses to Joshua is for you and me today, for all who are willing to follow the Lord. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about fitting myself to my sphere. Fitting myself to my sphere. And in a little bit, you'll know where I got that title. We've talked about a Christian's supreme aim, to be made holy, not holier than thou, but holier than I am. And that's my desire, that each day the Lord will make me a little bit more like Jesus than I was yesterday. Now, where exactly is this process of sanctification or being made holy going to take place? Where will it take place? How will it take place? Well, here's an example. For one man named Roger, who lives in Indiana, this process is taking place on his father's and brother's farm. He wrote, "I just have to thank you for putting together a show that I can listen to on my radio headset while I'm working on my father's and brother's farm. I'm usually feeding one of the two herds of sows. As I carry each bucket of corn, anywhere from 12 to 8, I can constantly be encouraged by your sweet-sounding voice. I don't always agree with your opinion, and sometimes I'm not always interested in the topic, but I listen nearly every day. I was especially glad to hear the programs that ministered to the single Christian, and hope that you would consider to extend this ministry in future programs." I always appreciate the mail that we get, and it's always of special interest to me, the situations in which people find themselves. And I realize that everything that I say has some application for everybody. And I do believe that all of Scripture is of a piece. It's all written by the same author, and it's written for the same purpose. It's for our edification and our sanctification and correction and instruction in righteousness. So I would hope that when you believe that what I've told you is indeed in harmony with the Word of God, or is literally the Word of God, that you would be slow to cancel out what you might think of as my opinions. I try to steer clear of giving you mere opinions unless I clearly label them as such, and I want to be faithful to the Word of God. If you don't think I'm being faithful to the Word of God, then I do expect to be challenged. Now, would you like to hear a list of one male's subjects, M-A-I-L? These are all letters that I received through Gateway to Joy, and I won't have time to read even the whole list, but this will give you a sampling. As I sit down to read the mail, this is what I hear. I had 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 38 letters from both men and women about the matter of women staying home rather than going out to work. Marriage problems, depression, worry. The Children's Protection Service took our children. This is a case where when a family went for counseling because of some trouble they were having with one of their six children, the counselor apparently turned them into the CPS, the Children's Protective Service, and they came and took all six of the children away. Letters about adultery, multiple personality, hate stories, smoking, poetry writing, tithing, a 15-year-old father. God wanted my suicide, somebody told me. A Christian who runs a liquor store. Money, divorce, fear, confusion, doubt, abuse, breaking sin's power, sex, an unsaved husband, a lost job, cancer, in-laws, ADDS, attention deficit disorder syndrome, God referred my question to my husband. I love that. This woman was determined to get an answer directly from God, and she says, God referred my question to my husband, so she had to get the answer from him. Anger, rejection, submission, I'm in jail. I've got 71 grandchildren. That was not a problem to the lady. She was grateful. Death, foolishness in church, spiritual darkness, homeschooling, adoption, impossible people, no joy in staying home, etc. Well, I haven't got time to read all the rest of it. But I told you I would give you the source of my title of this week's series, Fitting Myself to My Sphere. John S. Dwight, who lived in the 19th century, wrote this: rest is not quitting the busy career. Rest is the fitting of self to its sphere. Rest is not quitting the busy career. Rest is the fitting of self to its sphere. Now, there are some great practical inferences that we may draw from the great principles that we talked about last week. This living in Christ and Christ living in me is meant for practical application in our given sphere. We have to learn to fit ourselves in the place where God has us. And that is a thing visible, observable, tangible, and legible to human eyes. It's not very difficult to pick out those who have never fitted themselves to the sphere where God has put them. Not I, but Christ is a fact that is meant to shine out and to light up the common daily path of one who has laid self and all self's interests at the feet of the Master. I am not my own. I belong to another Master. I have a letter here from a woman who says, I pray God's blessings on you, you and your family and your work for Him. Thank God for the year that has passed so quickly. Thank God for Alma's letter. You and Alma seem to be kindred spirits. Thank God that He let me live through almost a year of cancer and helped me know for what purpose. Another answered prayer. And she mentions two people who have come back to the Lord. Bless Evelyn and her little group of prayer warriors, as she calls us. She is legally blind. I can't think of any gimmies. About 40 years ago, God let me know He would take care of me. He has. One more. May I always be grateful. Bless you. And then she says, here at Luther Manor, we're all in sympathy. Luther Manor is in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, I presume. We're all in sympathy. After all, this is our first experience of growing old. Yesterday, another daughter phoned to tell me she and her husband are attending a Bible-believing church since they moved to a rural community, an answer to prayer. And that is from Dorothy. Thank you so much, Dorothy. And isn't it wonderful to hear from somebody who says, I can't think of any gimmies. She's so full of gratitude. And now a letter from Jan Russell of Three Lakes, Wisconsin. She says, Chuck Swindoll has said life bites. I guess I would call my husband Wendy's bone cancer one of life's biggest bites. Not once, however, have we asked, why me? When I was diagnosed with melanoma in the fourth level 13 years ago, I said simply, why not me? Why should I be exempt from life's bumps and bruises? I still frequently sing, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing, I will sing. Praise God for His matchless mercy and amazing grace and for what He teaches us in those bumpy places. Isn't it neat that in God's mercy, He doesn't allow us to see into the future? I think if we could, we would often ask, please, Lord, change the channel. I don't like this picture. As I face the likelihood of losing my husband much earlier than I ever would have anticipated, he's 58, I know I'm safe in the arms of Jesus. And because He's incapable of abandoning His sheep, I'm assured of His shepherding me through the valleys ahead. Although Wendy has no fear of death, knowing he will be with Christ for eternity, we're both fearful of his dying. He knows the pain he's experiencing now will only intensify. I also know that caring for him will require God's grace in full measure. I'm grateful that I can count on the I Am to be all that we need at that time. Thank you, Jan, for that testimony. I gathered from your next letter that your husband Wendy has gone to be with the Lord, and it seems to me that you are learning the great lesson that I want to be talking about all this week, the fitting of self to its sphere. In other words, accepting the place where God has us. Each one of us is in the place where God wants to make us holy. Are we willing to fit into that place?
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.